Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. I'm here at the Canadian Toy Con, and once again, we're here with our good friend Alfonso from Studio Comics. Hey, man.
Very good. Thank you very much, Jay, for stopping by, and hello, everybody from We Got the Geek Podcast.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to you, sir, and this is your seventh appearance.
It is. Actually, yeah. This is quite fantastic to know that I'm getting so much We Got the Geek.
I think you're becoming part of the family though.
I know.
Pretty much.
I know. And I love it though. And it's something that I love to do all the time.
Well, we love definitely anytime we do interviews with you and any pictures we take, we definitely link everyone to your website. Like, I know after meeting you the first time, because I know you met Jane Cat first, and I followed you immediately right after. So we appreciate it, all the love you've been sharing for We Got the Geek. So we appreciate that.
Oh, you guys. Well, I do my best. And I love to chat with you guys all the time. You know that.
We appreciate that. So how was your fan expo?
Well, Fan Expo was a mixed combination between like crowd people, a lot of good compliments. I mean, that was just fantastic. That was I have no words to explain how good it was. And if you give me just a second, I really want to thank to everybody who stopped by our booth to say hi, just to chat a little bit, to get the new issues that we have out. Everything that was just fantastic, and I do really want to thank to everybody who stopped by our booth, right? And just stopped by Fan Expo.
Oh, great. Like we always say, definitely you're the hardest working dude in comics. We think we see you everywhere, and we follow you on Facebook. You always have somewhere to be, and that's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like the next step when you really are like working on something and make sure that it gets to the public, it gets to the people. You have to keep moving, right? And I'm not the only one. Like I mentioned before, we have like this group of people, like people on Mexico, people in the other countries, that they are producing the books, that they are also going to conventions, that they're putting their part to generate this whole community of studio comics. That's what we are, a huge community, right? So then, yes, I put my part. I love to do that. And I know that the same way that I'm doing it, the rest of the team are doing it as well, right?
Cool. And, you know, I've always been a big fan of the Night Spike since you introduced him to me.
Yeah.
Now we've gotten into Producer K.
Okay.
We bought two issues from you the last time we saw you. We just picked up the new one at Fan Expo.
Fantastic.
Tell the folks out there a little bit what that series is all about.
Okay. So Producer K was born after a long conversation with my dear friend Ignacio. Actually, Ignacio, he is from a place from Mexico where they have the second largest collection of mummies, real mummies.
Oh wow!
Right. So the first one is on. Oh my God! Well, they have the mummies over there. There's only two places in the world that you can see real mummies.
Okay.
Right? The real people they're mummified. So then he's from there. This place is called Guanajuato. It has a lot of traditions, like a lot of traditions in regards like monsters and creatures and legends going over there. There's so many legends in Mexico. So when we put the book together, we start putting together all the layers within the book. But at the same time, we're developing the characters and we were developing all the story. We thought about, like, you know what? Why we don't create this one in a more multicultural way? And then we create something more like a freak circus. Those circus that used to go from town to town, mm-hmm. collecting like new things that they were more interesting for people. Like, I don't know, like the Elephant Man, like the zombie, like the Snake Girl, the Monster of the Black Lagoon, things like that. And this circus goes from town to town collecting these monsters. But this time, when they stop in this specific town, they find out that they are going to have like a surprising things, set of events that they're going to be happening, right? And then, of course, we have three main characters, the three kids that they recently lost their parents. And, they say that they lost their parents, but this is just a whole surprise on how it happens, right? So, yeah, it's a really fantastic story. We have a mini series that is from 1 to 5, so that's the set number so far.
Okay.
Kind of like the way that we work it out. So, we are in number 3 right now, so it's 2 issues to go.
Okay.
And then right after that, we come with second season and moving along with that.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. What do you guys got coming out next?
Well, next issue that actually I'm really, really happy to announce that we are going to be presenting on next week for the Montreal, on the Comic-Con in Montreal, will be the second installment of The Victory.
Okay.
So this kart racing story that's based on Canada, it's a Canadian kart racing on the go-kart racing, and it's going to be fantastic. The second issue is like even better than the first one.
Okay, can't wait to read that then.
Yes, yes, sir.
Cool, so you mentioned Montreal. Where else are you going to be appearing coming up?
Oh, my God, okay. I'm happy to say that I'm going to Montreal. Then I have another few shows in Toronto, including the Unplugged Expo.
Okay.
Then we're going back to, not Montreal, but we're going to Quebec City. And then finally, I'm happy to say that we're going to be showing up in Mexico after 7 years.
Cool.
We're going to be going again now as an actual presentation. We're going to be in 2 shows in Mexico. And I'm really happy to get in touch again with my people, the people over there, the people that they see the origins, the actual origins of the Night Spike back on 1996. And I'm really happy to go back and bring my product that it comes in Spanish that people can read over there. Right?
Cool, very cool, yeah.
Really cool.
All right, well, as always, awesome talking to you. And I mean, I didn't even know it was in the comic, but I opened it up last week, and thanks again for dropping our name in the book.
Well, you guys know that as long as you keep paying me, I will keep putting that.
It's always in the budget. All right, well, thanks, man, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Okay, you guys, well, thank you very much, and hello, everybody, to We Got the Geek. Keep listening to this amazing podcast.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.